K92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
It's a wake-up Wednesday. You know what that means. Kids, it's time for us to gather around the family and play the game that's sweeping the nation. Drunk, high, or crazy. In the studio, we have Lori.
Yo, diggity.
We've got Ron.
Yo, diggity.
And there's Bonnie.
Hi.
You know how this works. I tell you a real enough news story, and by the end of it, you have to decide whether the subject of the slightly embellished story was drunk, high, or crazy. Is everybody ready to play the game?
Yup.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go with the story. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. Police were called about a man causing a disturbance in the neighborhood. When police arrived to the address, they saw a small fire. Apparently, someone had balled up some clothing and other flammable items and set them on fire in the middle of the street. Police then saw, a few feet away from the fire on a front lawn, a man acting erratically and fighting a tree. As the police approached, they noticed that the man was holding a sword and swinging it in every direction. From a distance, they heard the man singing, "Bum bum 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 bum." What is that tune? The police got closer. Bum 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 bum. Yes, the man was singing the theme song to Pirates of the Caribbean while swinging a sword and fighting a tree.
Was it Johnny Depp?
He also...
If it was, I'll say drunk.
Spoiler. No, it wasn't. He also had a belt fastened over his t-shirt and a kitchen knife stuck inside of the belt like a side dagger.
Yeah.
The police were dealing with a bona fide pirate. "Sir," yelled the police. The man was startled, then immediately put one knee up in the air and posed like Captain Morgan. "Yo-ho," said the man. "You're under arrest," said the police. "Yo, no," said the man. Defeated, the swashbuckler dropped his sword, put down his kitchen knife, and began to walk the plank toward the police.
Aww.
They put out the fire, and once arrested, the police had trouble fingerprinting him. This is because he kept his index finger on his left hand shaped like a hook, as if to say, "Yar, I'll get that crocodile who took me hand and that pesky Peter Pan."
Wow.
They were finally able to fingerprint and book him, and once inside his holding cell, he began to be remorseful about the fire. He began shouting to the police that he was sorry. And to show that he was done with fires, he got up on some furniture and was somehow able to reach the fire sprinkler in the ceiling. He broke the fire sprinkler, and his holding cell began to fill with water. "Yo-ho, I be sorry about the fire I started. I'll never do it again." What we do know is this. I have personally contacted Captain Feathersword from the Wiggles, and he has assured me that he is no way related to this man.
Okay.
But what we don't know is what put this buccaneer into Davy Jones's locker in the first place. Was this salty sea dog drunk, high seas, or crazy?
I'm going to say drunk.
That was fast.
Well?
I'm going to say crazy.
All right. What do you think, Lori?
I'm going to say... Wait, what was the one? You said drunk, Bonnie?
I sure did.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that too, but I'll go ahead and say hi.
Okay. So, what was it, two drunks?
No, drunk, crazy, hi.
All right, so everybody's in their lane. Only one person can be the winner.
Yep.
The fact of the matter is, the guy who was on the front lawn fighting a tree with a sword and acting like a pirate was, in fact... Yeah, he was drunk.
Woo! Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations.
2 weeks in a row, baby.
Now, here's what's great. Here's the part of the story that I left out. Homeboy had an enormous jug of Captain Morgan.
Perfect.
So he was looking at the label and being Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Apparently it made him feel like a pirate.
Sure.
So then, you know.
He committed to the role, though.
That's right. Kids. If you want to get high, get in a rocket.
There you go.
Yeah, that it's way you won't end up on...
Drunk, high, or crazy!
Stay right there.
Don't move.
More of B92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show is on the way.